November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, mobile.
Sound like poop over there. W8FQ.
58ZHL monitoring.
KB8OOE.
Hey, what you doing, man?
Well, I just took the dogs out. I'm inside now. Not much yet. Ordering some scripts, and then I don't know. She got 3 days off, so I'm going to figure something out, even if it's wrong.
She got 3 more days off?
Yeah, she had to go back to 1 after she had 4. And she's going to be doing one of them 4-day stretches again here real soon.
Oh, I got that. Okay. I'm headed over to my guitar lessons.
Oh, yeah. Got the magic fingers. Head in there to get some training. That sounds like more fun than I'm having right now.
I just passed lesson 10.
Hey, I found some 20-foot fiberglass sucker pipes, the 20-foot segment, and they screw together. They're for drilling rigs. I was wondering if you might be interested in something like that. Put up a Omni over there in the barn.
Oh, okay.
Was that a yes or no?
All right, repeat it again.
20-foot sucker pipe. It's for doing rotary well drilling. They got pipes on each end.
Yeah, I don't think I can use it for anything. I don't.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put two of them together here. That's 40 foot. That'll get me 40 foot up in the air, and I can put an Omni on it for 2 meters of 440. I just figured it'd be a cheap way to get it down the air in the garage, and it looks like nothing. The pipes sticking up in the air. There's fiberglass, the rotary rigs for well drilling.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're $10 or $20 a pop.
Right. That power supply was sure nice, man. That's nice.
Yep. I've had probably half a dozen of them. All the way up to 50 amps. Yeah, I just figured it'd be a cheap way to get you sent off over to the garage without buying, having to spend a couple hundred bucks for a tower. And it's fiberglass. And they're pretty sturdy. They're made for twisting a auger bit down a well pipe. But I don't know if they're still available. I thought I'd bring it up. So I'm going to check on them. And I'd have to use my utility trailer. I think Carol, or Clio. I'd have to use my utility trailer. It's got a rack on it to even get them. So I'll see. I'm going to see what they are. And then I'll probably get a couple for my house and a couple for up here. That way I don't have to spend the money and get any antenna tower. I got some stashed out of my dad's. And I got a 70-foot freestander out there too, at his place.
Well, send me what you're looking at, and then I'll let me think about it. I guess that's what I should say to you.
Right. The only other easy way to get them home is string them up underneath the truck. I could do that, but I'd rather put them up in the air and put a red flag on the back of them. And I got probably, they'd probably be
how long are they?
Off each end, but it'd be high enough up in the air. The only way they'd hit them without a bumper is if they had a flat nose like a 30 bread truck or something, then they could probably put them through a window. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to hit them. They'd hit me first.
How long are they?
They're 20 foot each. I don't know if they're still there or not, but you had a pile of them. They were drill rigs, or rotary rigs.
on my trailer.
Yeah, my utility is pretty lightweight, though. I can pull it with this little Blazer. I got to check on a set of pads for that Blazer, too. Man, I should just yank the ones off my blue Blazer and put it on her. They're brand new. Only got 300 miles on them. Anyways, they're glass, and I don't know if you ever drilled any rotary welds with anybody, but they twist together, the couplings. They got threads on each end, and they're like a reinforced fiberglass, and it's hollow, so you can pump the mud down the well and stick the sides with a bentonite with the clay.
Yeah, send me what you're looking at, and I'll look at it and see what I think.
Cheaper than seems, really. It's, I don't know. I'm going to look anyways, see if they're still there. Grab a couple of them, and that'll get me up in the air with something omnidirectional and 2 and 4 already, and then I'm looking at an antenna that's got the gain of a repeater that I can just run a rig up here, full-time dedicated to that, put it in that third room that we were in, and maybe run an inverted V off of that to the yard, because there's no power lines right there. That'll get me maybe a fan dipole or something even. But hey, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to look it up, and then I'll get back with you. I'll send you a text.
All right, KE8ZHL, 73 clear.
73, KAB8OE.
But I can't see anything I can complain about. Well, it's interesting to hear you here because I cannot recall when I heard someone from Lansing or Peter. It's usually somebody in Bay City, Flint, Fenton, or Saginaw.
APP from W8FU.
Go ahead, NAKPP. NAKPP.
Sean, Fritz calling you on TMN1. Keeping us still here.
Yeah, what was that? I was on the phone with Paul.
CMN1.
I'm on the WA-18.
Can't understand you. You got a buzz in there. I said Fred's calling you on CMN1, so there you go. KBNSW here.
NAKPP.
We got different QSOs going here at the same time.
We apologize, gentlemen. We're not being rude. We're trying to fix the repeater. We have some problems with one of the other remote sites. So, sorry about that. NAKPP.
John heard me, but again, Fred was calling him on CMN1, so we wanted that passed along. Keep it up here.
Okay, I'm going to drive up north, actually back to the office, and I'll try hitting it from there.
At my house, it's sitting in the Mount Clemens repeater. So we'll go from there. Okay, guys, you can have it back. We apologize. NAKPP.
YGZ monitoring.
Station monitoring, this is KE4ZYQ. Good afternoon.
KE4ZYQ, this is KE8YGV, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, and good afternoon to you. It's a beautiful day today.
The name here is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ. I'm doing my daily exercise here at home, doing some pedaling for lower extremities, my own personal therapy, physical therapy, so turned on the radio to monitor with an HT and a ladder line J-pole antenna hanging up, hopefully making the trip. Back to you.
Well, good for you, Joe, that you're doing the exercise to keep yourself going there, and that's terrific. I have twice a week go for a, it's like a physical therapy, but it's to exercise my lungs out, and but I do a lot of exercises as well throughout the week. I mean, as much as an old guy can do. But this is Russ here, and great to hear from you this afternoon.
I appreciate it, Russ, and I wish you the best of what comes with the therapy for respiratory. As you get older, some of us get all different things, and I used to treat people for multiple things working in healthcare myself. So now that I know what I know, I got to put it into practice on my own. Don't have to drive anywhere or do anything, just do it at home. Keep limber, flexible, and healthy and strong. That's the name of the game. Try to live as long as you can, right? Back to you.
Yeah, you're spot on, Joe. That's the trick, is keep healthy and enjoy the days you can, and absolutely. So, yeah, it's funny. I most of my life, I didn't visit a doctor, didn't really have a need to, and then all of a sudden lately I've had these issues popping up. So I just grateful that there's people that like yourself that have the knowledge and can help you navigate through this stuff and deal with it the best you can. So so did you have a good holiday, Joe?
To answer your question, every day is a holiday to me. Any day we're on the top side of soil and healthy enough and can take nourishment and interact with people, I enjoy every day. Holidays are just added title to answer your question. But I grew up as a young kid with asthma, so didn't self-induce it. Wasn't promoted by anything I did. But some people are blessed with asthma. So when I grew up, I got immunity shots and grew out of it somewhat, had childhood asthma. So I really appreciated health and breathing in itself. So didn't want to add to any health issues, so I didn't take up a lot of bad habits my siblings or family did or anybody else I knew. So That's maybe why I'm still existing. Knock on wood for now. That's it.
Well, you're, I had a good friend of mine that had asthma. We grew up together, and now that I've had a few issues here and dealing with it, I realized what he must have been going through. Because he'd help me do my chores sometimes so we could get out and go. I grew up on the East Coast, so we used to go on the East Coast of the United States. So we used to go surfing. And I had the surfboards, and he didn't. So he said, hey, I told him I had to get everything done before we head out. He said, no, I'll help you. We'll go quicker. And then he'd get halfway through the chores, and if I was mowing the lawn or something, it seemed to affect him. And he'd have to stop, use his inhaler, and settle things down. And then, he was a champ. He kept going. So now I really understand and finally have some empathy for what he was going through. But you're right. I was fortunate. I had picked up a couple bad habits in the service, but I quit them very quickly in my early 20s. So I didn't continue smoking cigarettes and such. So I quit drinking beer and all that to the excess that I was. And I think it helped me greatly. So back to you, Joe. I hope I'm not interrupting your exercise there.
My long shots. Why I hook up the radio when I'm doing this. It's lower extremity exercises, pedaling a bike, sit-down bike. So I'm sitting here pedaling and exercising while I can talk or listen or whatever. In QSL on the habits, bad habits and stuff, I grew up with a family. I was one of six kids. And the middle child that learned from the elders and didn't try to promote anything bad for the young ones. And fortunately enough, I'm surviving, knock on wood, from a higher power especially. But I have one brother left. All the other sisters and brothers passed away, and parents and grandparents. And so I guess I'm going to try to be the last man standing, as they said in the movie production of the show. I want to live as long as I can, enjoy what I can, till the time comes, the expiration date shows up. But, I didn't never smoke, never will. Didn't do a bunch of drugs. Do alcohol moderation, just social. Nothing extreme. Never got drunk and fallen down drunk or slurred. But alcohol in moderation can be helpful for a sedative, if you want to call it that. Back to you.
Yeah, I wasn't very good with alcohol. I guess guys used to tease me. Because I wouldn't take me much. My brother-in-law used to tease me. He'd get a glass of, a beverage for somebody, a glass of wine or a beer or whatever it was, and he'd get a little tiny cup, and he'd put a little bit tiny in it, and he'd say, well, that's enough for Russ. So, for some reason, it really affected me. I could take a few drinks of wine, and I could, really, really feel the impact of it. That's one of the reasons I quit drinking. I thought, wait, if I get drinking too much, I might not remember what I was doing. So, but some people it doesn't affect them like that. But Joe, I appreciate you answering my call. I'm trying to do a few chores around here, and I just figured I'd listen to the radio. But I need both my hands on this next one. So this is KE8. YGV, and I'm going to be clear for now, and all the best to you, Joe, 73.
And do me a favor, I've got a short memory sometimes being older, but I forgot your first name there, but once you say it, it's going to click, but for some reason it didn't stick when I heard you say it, but anyhow, KE4ZYQ is going to be clear, but listen out.
Joe, this is Russ, R-U-S-S, and again, a pleasure speaking with you. This is KE8YGV, clear now.
Thanks, Russ. I appreciate that. I've talked to you sometime a while back, maybe. That call sign and name sounds familiar, so. Yeah, well, do what you can. Take care of yourself. Live a happy life and
long as you can. Enjoy the day. We're going to get some warmer days, sunnier days. We're into spring finally. Something actually looks like spring, so there you go. And thanks for the QSO. I appreciate that. That's one reason I hook up the HT to the ladder line, J-pole antenna hanging from the ceiling and sitting in my exercise room and seeing the sunshine in the window and talking to good people. It makes for a good day. KE4ZYQ, going to be clear.
Like you're in a cavern. It's a big echo.
Yeah, Sean's working on the repeater, so it might be a bit. It's work in progress. He's got to change some settings, so that one sounds like it's got an echo in it. But he's working on it. Keep it up there.
Okay. Just checking. I didn't know if he knew that or not. It's loud, but it's definitely echo, or that effect. It sounds like he's got one switch in the wrong position. No big deal. NAGYU. 7-3s.
Yeah, KA4GYQ.
KBSWR, just be patient, please. KBSWR.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when the back monitoring, it gives a lot of echo and it doesn't give a true representation of transmission and reception. Just an idea. KBSWR, you stay out monitoring.
He's a pretty good RF guy, so he'll get it figured out. Just got to be patient. Keep it up here.
Delta Zulu.
W8FU, KBSWR.
W8FU.
Fred said you got to go into Richmond and turn the GPS back on. Might have got turned off and turn it back on and save it.
All right, well, maybe tomorrow.
For a second.
All right.
KBSWR.
Tomorrow, so, oh well.
is it the repeater? Do I sound the same way, or is it something else?
It is one of the repeaters, the one that I'm on, the one that's on Fleming. So, work in progress.
Okay, okay, I understand. I am using the one in Guilford. The Tower of Power, I think they call it.
Yep, installing a new voting system with voting receivers. Two receivers are on the line now, and it's not picking one. It's retransmitting both, so that's what we're hearing.
That's definitely, it's interesting. It sounds like you're transmitting twice almost at the same time. Hard to explain. Basically like reverb.
There you go. That's what it is. You put a reverb unit on it. So I can be max headroom.
Yep. Get your guitar out and sing us a few songs from all the way from Mount Clemens.
Hey, now if you're hearing me on both, that's pretty good because I'm quite a ways from the other receiver that you're hearing me on, so I'm all the way down here in Mount Clemens, and that's what you're hearing. The other signal is in rear transmission, which is quite a ways north.
Now that one I didn't quite understand you too well. I think you said Riverdale. Not familiar with that one. But I got to run. I'm at my destination, sir. 73 to KC8 Delta Zulu.
All righty. Take care.
I have a damn. I think I doubled, so we got a traffic jam.
All right. Who's got M1 bridge to M2? Come on. Stop it.
Because Fred was trying to see if he could hear UHF. He doesn't have VHF in the truck, so that was intentional. To see if he could hear, he's over, Lansing area.
So now we got Echo on top of Echo on top of Echo.
I want an echo.
That was intentional. Fred was trying to see and hear UHF because he doesn't have VHF on the truck.
Echo.
NADBF.
ZHL monitoring. Anyone out there? KE8ZHL 73 clear.
is KEAPOM. River was just broadcasting. You were breaking up real bad. Couldn't understand almost anything. KEAPOM, over.
Test, KC8VHA.
Is that you, Sean?
Yeah. I want to see if we got it fixed now. Wall, you listening? Anybody to the northeast, north of Mount Clemens? Anybody up that way?
I'm sorry, Sean. Other radio covered yet, but I didn't catch what you were asking.
Joe, are you listening? Said YQ. Well, there you have it, Jeff.
Well, I just keep my comments to myself, I guess, Sean, so I don't get you in trouble. I can't believe Wally's not out here, though.
I think he tried calling on the bat phone. And I couldn't get to it in time.
Well, you guys sound good up here. And AV, yes.
Hey, Fred, all of them need to be set to 2, right? Even the Mount Clemens receiver, right?
Thank you.
All right, looks like we worked.
Okay, that's working.
Four down.
You're still voting Mount Clemens, but I saw it flicker over and vote Richmond and then vote back, and the echo's gone, so... All good. I found that switch.
Okay, give me a minute here. I gotta grab some stuff for my trip tomorrow. And I'll get more than a bit on the car. Wally, could you turn your power down? Or are you on a handout?
It doesn't matter. He's closer to Mount Clemens. He's just got a lower power, and he'll just even more so blow Mount Clemens. So. What I can't do is log into Mount Clemens. As soon as I enter the password, hit enter, the session ends. Connection denied.
Somebody's probably lurking there. Probably still got his computer logged in lurking.
W8FU, KE45Q.
Let me see your, give me a 5 count, please. Yeah, Joe, give me a 5 count, please.
Yeah, I was wondering who you were talking to. I didn't want to interrupt if you're talking to somebody else. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is 25 watts.
Okay, you're obviously, for obvious reasons, selecting Mount Clemens, but you're hammering Richmond as well. Okay, and there's no more echo and no other issues, so very good.
I'm so proud of you, Sean. I've got a semi.
WJSSM.
Okay.
Going.
This is just KE4ZYQ at 5 watts.
And county line.
You were voted Richmond.
I'm on top of the
still voted Richmond.
No, I was on top of the bridge, so that I didn't back that way. Now I'm back at Richmond. Oh, it's doing it automatically. Cross through during internet and NHPD.
Yeah, that was a good test. It was a bouncing back and forth. Except that static. I got to get that static out of the Mount Clemens receiver. That's the last thing after I get all these things online. But that aside, all good.
Yeah. I would think so, for my vote. Oh, pick up phone. Okay, oh, I'm voting. Okay, there you go. We're getting closer. Have a cross street here in a second, so. Oh, now it's almost gone. Well, definitely. That'd be nice. Okay, so she's bobbing back and forth. I think that you're right. I think that you're going to do, I guess at the moment, you're going to have to realign and tuners, and then I think you're ready to do better than that. 28 mile right now, Sean, county line. Wow.
Noticing a weird anomaly, it's as it's switching back and forth, you can hear it going pop, pop, pop. You can hear like a stutter as it's switching. So not liking that. That could be a GPS timing thing. I'll have to investigate, or it could be. There's some other settings that I have to get right.
You feel like talking on all four. Girl, say now, bet shouldn't have done that. Because I'm pretty close by the golf course now. So, I might need to do some tuning work or something. But if I didn't know, it just doesn't stop. I don't want to give you any more advice on this thing, because one complication after another after another. I'm in front of the golf course, crossroads, probably 29 miles. No, there's a sign. Cross to 29 mile county line.
You know, Tom has this one in his radio.
Yeah, I believe he does. He's got his Elenco with him.
It'll be fun to see how far he or even Captain Don can carry out toward their homes.
Yeah, or where they carry. Okay, I can see the stoplight in town. So now it's 255. Well, you see a 255, 186. So it's definitely that. I just can't believe that Richmond, or I'm sorry, that Mount Clemens receiver has got that good of a sensitivity. Maybe it does.
Oh, it does. It works real good. You know, the problem is it has that static that I got to get out of there. But yeah, it's a pretty good receiver. Okay. Everything's, next step.
Okay, I'm going to go up to the Kroger, turn around. I got tired of touching my phone, so I don't know what it says right now, but I'm sure it had to be voting all Richmond right now. So I'll have Tom call you on the FBI when it gets near. You can call him. If he doesn't answer an FBI, he always listens to 5-1, so it just depends where he's at. Okay, I am in town now, 31 mile and county line, so I am in town. I'm turning around.
Okay, I'm going to switch to RF here myself. And, here, hold on a sec. Okay, trying to overcome the static. Still in there. I'm running medium power from my house. Poking the Richmond. Not enough to vote, obviously. You never do that, but there.
Yeah, I should not have any problem right now. I'm at the Gratiot first light in town, getting ready to turn left to head south, so I'll buzz Gratiot down, see where she drops off at. Revoked and see what we got going on here. Oh, yeah, see, 255, 254, one would think that Mount Clemens should be down to about 100, 150, and definitely, you know, perfect signal on Richmond. Of course, I don't see why not, you know, so we definitely got Richmond covered nice.
Well, there's always a lot of tweaking when you're doing these things. Just one step at a time. You drive yourself insane otherwise. So got the plumbing in, so to speak. We'll work on the rest of that stuff later. All right, very good. Thanks for the test. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll just throw my call out at different mile roads as I head back. So I'm voting green, and this will be the Gratiot test, and then I'll just turn left on 26 and head home. 73, thanks for all your work. NAKPP. Mile in Gratiot, southbound. Mile in Gratiot, southbound. 250. Definitely covers Gratiot better.
Okay, you flew forward to IQ question.
Mile in Gratiot. I'll get you a question in a second. I don't want to mess this test up. So 28 Gratiot southbound. Richmond, Lennox, fire station, Gratiot, southbound. Coming to New Haven, NAAPP. Looks like she voted Mount Clemens. Mile in Gratiot, NAAPP. And that's about it, Sean. Where's that like you said?
Yeah, this is KE4ZYQ. I don't mean to interrupt you guys testing or redoing the repeater or whatever. I'm just curious, you say a Richmond repeater is linked in with Macomb or Mount Clemens. I just have no listing in repeater book unless it's new or just hadn't been entered. I'm just curious, not to interrupt too much, KE4ZYQ.
It's directly a receiver. Nothing different. No frequencies are different. Nothing this is going to change. It's just strictly a receiver that's going to report back to the big ship. It's for
Emergency reasons is probably the biggest thing. But
yes.
It'll be, as far as phone damages that are concerned, it just can't receive, and the transmit site is still going to be where it is. There's actual cause of it. It's still like you're in that sleeping spot where I think it's picking up too, but I can say for sure I'm not the tank guy. I'm like the number seventh guy on the pole here out of guys. So I'm helping out the tank.
Yep, just know that. Well, I'll try to interrupt again. Thanks for the info. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
Okay. When it gets the way it's going to go, I'm sure Sean will make some sort of formal announcement. But right now, it's all a work in progress. And a KKPP. Have a good night, bud.
Noticing an odd little sputter when you get like right between two of them, and I can't decide. I think I gotta adjust the dwell time so it doesn't go so quickly. Just a little sputter, and timing is not absolutely spot on, so there's just a little bit of a, you know, so kind of annoying. So another adjustment, I'm sure.
Okay. Also, do you know, like when you talk that white dude, there's an tactical sort of. I think he's hitting bubble. I think he's just in the perfect location to hit bubble.
You're in a funny location where it's actually affecting your intelligibility, so that's not good. I'm gonna have to get in there and adjust the dwells, I think. But so I didn't quite make that out. Unfortunately.
Tiny, whiny stuff. I'm at M29 and 26, getting ready to turn south, or whatever you want to call it, towards the Baltimore or Washington Street. I'm at that intersection waiting for the light.
All right. I appreciate the drive time. I've got to do some housekeeping here, so I'm going to try to log into the receivers and monkey around with some dwell settings and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, New Haven Road and T6 is where I'm at. Now I'm heading towards your tower for profession hour. T4 and Washington Street. Whoa, look at that. Right by your road. Stop light when you get there. Just a 50 length. See, split 1-1-1-2. So that might be a good indication. Just floating between the two.
Testing.
Roger. NADBF from WAFU. Quite a bit of noise, but you're a long ways away, so. All right, just as curious. Well, I did not catch that last one. I'll catch you back over on the other. W8FU.
Oh, I was just trying 147-300. It's funny, I'm answering you. You're talking, two things up there, not touching it. This should be illegal. I am on, I'm not even registering at Richmond.
All right, I'll move over here just to be, so it doesn't sound like you're talking to nobody. Yeah, I saw that. Looks like you were all Clem. Huh. I think there's a little performance to be had out of the Richmond. It was thrown up there, and I may have to give it a visit. But I really want to get that static out of the Mount Clemens. That's really bugging me.
Yeah, and I expect not being able to hit Richmond because okay, Dakota likes to see me. I was going to say, I'm on the ECM first floor, so I was just seeing what the worst
I have a question.
Yes.
Why would it be illegal if you were on UHF and talking to somebody who was on VHF?
I think you said it should be, but it's not, though. Anyhow.
Well, I know it's illegal to talk from GRMS to a ham and back and forth, but yeah, it shouldn't be over here, yeah. 14 birds.
John, you got any idea?
Do I have what? I have ideas. I have all sorts of ideas.
I asked you what you thought that noise was. Do you got an idea?
Yeah, I think it's decent. I'm pretty sure it sounds like decent to me.
It kind of changes over time.
I did not notice change. It's pretty consistent. So, I don't know. I can test it pretty easy, but it's on the list.
Yeah, I hope you find it. It is decent. I'm not convinced, but maybe. Hopefully your steak would be the easiest, I suppose.
Got to start somewhere. So that's where I'm starting.
Is that an MTR 2000 or an MTR 3000?
3K.
Gotcha. Did you unplug the Warren receiver at the shop, or what'd you do there? I see it went away.
No, I just pushed the GPS fix. Get rid of the echo.
and I don't think it's going to pop back online. So I, well, I don't know. I don't know. It's clearly got no GPS signal. So maybe if I go and receive, I really don't know. I don't know why it's there sometimes, why it's not. But I pushed the update to GPS, and it just never came back, so.
Gotcha. Oh, you're making progress.
Have you remotely rebooted one of these RTCCMs? They come back online, right? Because I was going to just do that.
You can still log into it?
Uh-huh.
Here's a reboot on it. Oh, keep it up there. Did you get it rebooted, Sean?
Did I get what?
Did you get it rebooted?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rebooted, logged back in. It's got no GPS, so I don't know what it's going to take to get it back online.
Set that one to the mixed one and see if it comes back, because nobody's going to get into that one anyways, right, unless you're in the shop.
They're happy. And if we forget about it, I'm blaming you.
That's crazy. What was that problem the other day? They didn't have GPS? Oh, I don't know. There's been too many problems, I guess. Sure, you can blame me.
It is interesting. This is the pulse polarity. Your choices are non-inverted, inverted, and none. If you put it in none, then you have that echoing, but it shows up. If I put it in inverted, it works correctly, but without GPS, it doesn't show up online.
Oh, yeah, but it's just going to echo just on that receiver, right? The rest of them will work correctly. Is that right, or am I wrong?
Oh, I'm not going to make a guess. This thing's been too interesting for me to make a guess.
I think Wally was in there. See, on the bottom of the voter thing there, that's supposed to be the mix, indicates the mix station, so, but we never got that color. It was either blue or green, I thought.
Correct. I never saw any of mixed, so, but we were clearly hearing it, so.
Was that you before? I guess maybe it wasn't Wally. I don't know. I don't know. They say the back end of the ASL3 is better, but I definitely like the front end better on the ASL2.
I suppose it's just a matter of what you get used to. I've looked in on yours, you know, but I've never had to get under the hood and tweak things, so I'm on this one and good, because I don't want to learn 2.0, 3.0, and onward, and
upward. Although you can still run Allman 2. If you prefer Allman 2, you can certainly run it.
Right. Yeah. I hear you. I don't know. They say, like I said, the back end on 3 is supposed to be a lot better resource-wise, and just the way it works. Holy cow, I'm up here at Darwin. I've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 deer standing here right along the road.
Well, crack out your pistol. All right, I got to jump out of here. Travel safe. W8FU.
Have a good night. Keep it up there. Dragged in. How well are you hearing it, Jim?
KB8SWR, KB8ZUZ.
You must not be hearing it very well. I said, look what the cat dragged in. Can you not hear the repeater, Jim? KB8CUZ, KB8SWR. Sean, he's over in Port Huron. KB8SWR. KB8Z, KB8SWR.
Radio, stop the railroad, come clear.
Hey.
KB4 is ZYQ, testing on frequency.
KE4 is ZYQ, this is KDVSAR.
Yeah, I think they have to hear a little bit of noise in the call sign there, but I heard you. This is KE4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Town. Just checking to see how the repeater is doing after they worked on it a little bit. Back to you.
Hey, Joe, this is Dennis. I'm all here. All right, let me just follow up since I'm on that edge. So, this is it. That's it. Okay, excuse me.
Dennis, am I German? That is you? Hello, listen, there's a little bit of noise in there along with your transmission off and on. But after I listened to the second transmission, I could hear a voice I hadn't heard in a long time. So, how are you doing, young man?
Yeah, just trying to hit the repeater from way out here in Columbus Township. But yeah, I was just monitoring, and I heard you chime in, and I figured, well, I have to try to at least reach out to this guy and give him a how do you do. This is KDA, that's what they are.
Well, Dennis, I got that lack of one. Just a little off and on, a little background noise intermittently there, but that one came too loud and clear. Man, oh man, I miss talking to you and hearing your laugh, for all that's worth. Hopefully things are going decent, especially this time of year, changing into better weather, better temps, clearer, hopefully, and time to be able to get out and do something, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just trying to get ready for, I guess, 30, 80 degrees. So that ought to be pleasant. But, yeah, it seems like on your transmission, man, it seems like there's an echo or you're sputtering. I don't know if it's on, you said that the receiver has some alerts into it. I don't know if it's on the end or your end. Okay, copy?
Yeah, copy. So can you get into the smart repeater system? The smart, roger.
I think I'm drifting a little bit far off for that one. I think I'm past the limit on that footprint. I don't know, how about this? Golf Romeo umbrella, over.
Yeah, I did not copy which one you're talking about. I think you might have mentioned the GS. Is that correct?
No, I believe it's the Bell River or Fort Gratiot. But get back to you on the with a text, and we'll go from there. I'm just going to pop out here, Joe, and go grab that phone. So, this is KDA. I'll be listening.
All right, Dennis, thanks for coming back. Maybe I'll give you a jingle. Okay, boys, like you, Claire.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Alpha Foxtrot, Claire.
This is KAPOM. I just wanted to add that I'm out of the Sparrow Lansing repeater, and you sounded like a skipping record. Is the best way I can describe it, like back in the 80s, sort of, blah, 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 blah.
Thank you. course, and thunderstorm gusts are dispatched. I'll bring it in the mid-section.
Local there to you. Are you back monitoring yourself? negative. Did the same thing when I was talking to Joe earlier. I did double in on up. That not me.
All right. Well, this is the first time at this rodeo. I've never played with the RTCMs before, and they're a very complicated beast. So I'm sure I'll figure out some of the particulars. There's a lot of settings. So it's up and online, so another major milestone.
Me too. Give me a second here. I'm going to try disconnecting this just to make sure it's not on my end. Because I do have it on it remote, the All-Star. Just make sure it's not sent to an inside out here.
KKE4 CY2Q testing. Am I doing the echo there or a delay or any problem there, Sean? KE4 ZYQ.
Not that I can hear. It just seems to be on Wally. But he's like exactly in the spot between the two. So, You're pretty close, but Molly's exactly like between the two.
Well, just an FYI, very briefly, you did have a slight echo in there yourself, not as deep as he did, but you had a little bit in there too a couple times. KE4ZYQ on the side, listening.
Let's see if I got it. Okay, yeah, Joe stayed on the phone the entire time, and I keep bouncing between the two. So I think that's what you said. We're going to get it to discriminate a little bit better, or a little bit wider, you know, this plus this, or if we figure out a way to maybe because I can't believe that I'm perfect on both of them. I can't believe that.
I think the thing that annoys me the most is this fluttering. Well, it's fluttering between receivers. You know, the audio quality on them is identical, but there's this, like, transitional time. It's more about timing. And you get this, you know, like when you're toggling between the two. That's why you should, you know, vote and then add. You know, we used to do it by dB. We used to vote and then add, a certain, like 6 dB. You needed to be 6 dB better to move to another receiver. So it wouldn't just arbitrarily be bouncing around, you know, on just a slightly better signal. And that worked very effectively for my systems, my commercial systems. But this is just bouncing at will, you know. I mean, if you just move to the right and you get a slightly better shot, you know, and then the other one moves and then moves back. And it's like, that's just a little too trigger happy.
KE4ZYQ. Previous transmissions, I was doing 50 watts. This present is 5 watts. Not sure if there's a difference, but I give you a little bit of chatter. KE4ZYQ.
No, where you're at, you're going to stay on Mount Clemens. It's just a matter of the in-between areas, New Baltimore, things of that nature, just north of you, probably around 25 miles, where both signals are in the middle, and that's what Chip talked about. Where you're at, you're staying on Mount Clemens all the time. Where Sean's at, he's staying on Mount Clemens all the time. It's just the ones where, with me, I'm at Now I'm on the Richmond receiver, but 255, I do not just bounce to Mount Clemens. That's what Sean's talking about, trying to get it to discriminate. But thanks for the help. But what Sean said earlier, wattage doesn't seem to matter. Because if you're into one at 25 watts, it's going to be the same dB as 5 watts. And that's why it jumps. Did talk a little longer, Sean, to see how many times it jumped.
it jumped a lot. So, very good. Okay, I won't be able to help you back in this project until Saturday, so I'll listen in, but that is, you know, I get light out tomorrow afternoon.
This is W8FU testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So Zen 8 KPP testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, N8KPP.
All right, Wally, I didn't hear a single thing that time. Let's talk a little bit more.
Okay. I'm assuming Freddy's at the NWS thing. So, yeah, here I'm looking at the green bar. This time I'm staying solidly at Richmond, so unless somebody's playing with it, it shows 255, 245. So this time it folded me completely to the northern site. So that's kind of interesting. So, unless somebody, unless one of you guys told it not to jump.
Haven't heard it one time these last couple of transmissions. Are you in the channel? Are you reading in the channel?
Yeah, I am.
He said, try now and let me know, so he must have done something.
Okay. Freddy, if you're listening, did you do something? I know you're trying to take a class, but right now it seems to be whatever it hits the first up, it seems to stay. Because this entire time, and I'm being long-winded here, blah, 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 it's staying on Richmond. How's it sound on your end, Sean? And Joe, when you get a chance, let's go from there, because I'm definitely receiving only on Richmond and AKPP.
No, this is great. This is how it should work. So he must have, there must be a setting to get it to be a little bit more persistent when it votes. And now it's working the way I would expect it to. You know, I want to, when you're traveling tomorrow, I want to be watching this while you're moving toward work or up toward Richmond to see if it eventually at some point transitions. But, yeah, so, hey, Joe, go ahead. Let's just make some chatter, nothing in particular. Tell us about your, you know, radio or something. I don't know, whatever. Just make some chatter.
He might be on a net or something. Tonight's the night for the net. Oh, there we go. I bounced a little. Let's see what else happens. But, yeah, but the voter shows 255, 255. Like I said, I can't believe that they're that close to perfect. But the one that drops the most is definitely Mount Clemens. That drops down to 240, 230, as you can see. But I'm staying 255, 254 at Richmond, which would make sense for this location. And I just heard somebody send a message, NAKPP. Okay, Freddy, no secrets. You have to share.
All right, anyhow, well, let's keep an eye on it. But, I was voted Richmond there for a hot second. Anyhow, this is what I expected. This is the, so, anyhow, yeah, one thing at a time. So, there you have it. Yeah, now I'm solidly on the Clem, which makes sense. So, and it's not twitchy. It was too twitchy.
There you go, north versus south, just like the Civil War days. So I'm solidly staying where I belong, and you're solidly staying where you belong. And then when you get the little other one fixed up, then we can go from that. So, and then we can worry about all of the minor tune-up stuff. Hopefully that something's got to go smooth in this project. And the cans and the receive frequency and all that other stuff. But that's for a later date.
Oh, it's high on the list. It's just you just got to prioritize. I mean, because you get a window. You got to say this is what I'm going to focus on. If I worked on every stinking thing on my list, I'd get none of them done. So if this is done, we'll watch it for a while. I'm particularly interested in how Richmond seems to be performing quite well. I mean, look how I'm doing down here. Good grief. So anyhow, we'll keep an eye on that. I think I fixed that intermod issue remotely. And that is to say, I think I had a setting wrong. And I think Freddie just took care of the timing issue. So, yeah, I'll get working on the other receiver and hopefully get that deployed before the end of the week. Although tomorrow's going to be a lost day for me, so... that's going to suck.
Yeah, me too, but I have to head to the airport, and I'll just drive up to 26. I got to stop at the office anyways, and then I'll come across 26 and start heading south, and we'll see where it changes. So right now, or it might even change in the car. I don't know. Like I said, this thing's got, well, you know what, it got that little diamond dual-band antenna, that little $100 antenna, probably about, I don't know, 15, 20 feet in the air. But it is on the wrong side of the house. It is on the house that points towards everything, you know, south, southwest. So, whereas Richmond would be from here, crow flies almost perfectly north. So, but it is thin, so life is good. Now, get your Warren one on, and then we can have a contest to make sure that, you know, you should be able to, with Warren, you should be able to do it with a handy talkie.
That's the idea. I'd like to have HD coverage of the entire county. So, there you go. I'm surprised how well I'm doing in the Richmond. This is kind of amazing. But yeah, Warren should open things up down this way. So very good. Okay, real good. Thanks for all the help. You know, big time. You know, even, you know, putting this in, all that good stuff. That went well. And yeah, now I feel good. I feel like we got a lot accomplished because it's sounding really good right now. So, but we'll see. You know, knock on wood, because tomorrow's another day. More gremlins to chase and knock down.
Yeah, very good. RSSI, relative strength, a range of approximately 30 dB expressed in a range of 0 to 255. I'm just wondering if there is a way that you guys could, like, get that somewhat close. You know what I'm saying? So if 30 dB is 0 to 255, that, you know, somewhere, if there's somewhere there you can get that close, I'm sure there's probably a setting there that, you know, we just figure out what's what and then just kind of get it close and then go from there. I think it's given both you and me a little bit too much credit. Just a thought. So, all right, very good. I chat with you later. I'm going to go sit down on the deck by the little porch heater and watch the sun go down. NHKPP. Thanks, Fred.
All right. Yep, I'm going to get to some stuff myself. 8 o'clock here. Got some things I want to do and get an hour of boob tube in cat videos, as I like to say. Okay, so all the ships at sea. Another day. Another couple steps forward. This is W8FE.
Okay, YNU testing. Hey, Dave. Yeah, thanks for getting back to me. I just wanted to see where you were. I am on the Richmond receiver right now. Go ahead and say a few words.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. No static. It's pretty...
Okay, you're bouncing between the two. You said you were, just say a few more words. Like I said, there's a lot of tuning that Sean's working on, and we're just doing different experiments. So, just say hi, and I know what I can ask you. We decided that set meeting for ARPCS is on Monday night.
Yeah, we're going to try to... we're going to try to get together here Monday night to talk about the set and kind of go over a couple things. So.
Okay, all right. And I won't be at Thursday night. That I got to fly out to Syracuse for work, and I won't be back till late Friday night. So just so you know, no disrespect, but I will not be on the net.
Nope, I totally understand. It would be the same way. So you can do what you got to do, and I understand. So not a problem at all.
Okay. Well, for you being on handy talking, you're almost perfect.
Yeah, I'm standing between the two houses too. So I mean, it's not like I'm out in the out in the middle of open field. I'm between two houses, so. That's pretty good.
Okay, and how's it getting back to you?
That's perfect. It's a perfect signal to me.
Okay, go ahead. Back to get your icon going. We'll chat later. And thanks for the test. Thank you.
Sounds good, Wally. Enjoy your trip and safe travels. 73 to you.
Hey, that you, Dave? W8FU.
Yeah, that's me. I was running the test here with Wally. Between the two houses on HT.
Okay. Kind of a first for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been running a Chinese radio switched over to an ICOM, so that's what I've been trying to do. Get that hooked up and going.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like if you get just a modest antenna, it'll be good. I take it because you're on an HD, you know, you're moving a little bit and it's fluttering around a tad. So, but you sound good. I got to get that noise out of there, like I explained in the Discord. That noise is definitely bugging me and on the list of things to get to. But you know, time. All right. Anyhow, we'll catch you. W at a few.
Sounds good, Sean. I appreciate your work on it, and definitely sounds a lot better than it did. And, I appreciate you guys' work and effort being put into it. Pretty cool. Good to be up in the 21st century here. So, alrighty, have a good night. Catch you later. See you, Wayne Nuclear.
My next test will be with Tom. He said he had to take a shower to get cleaned up, but then he was going to go try his handy doggy from Memphis. All right. Talk later, Sean. Thank you, BB.
How am I on the base? I think that was Dakota. Let me hear that again. This is the base radio, 5 watts. you're kind of like fluttering around. You're fine. If the static wasn't there, you'd be perfect. But because the static is on Mount Clemens, when you have the better signal strength there, you have the static, and then when you have the better signal strength on Richmond, you're perfect. So it's that damn static, which is, you'd otherwise be perfectly fine.
How high up is this thing?
The Richmond receiver is at about 190. Of course, the main receiver is on the county building, so it's, what is that? I should know that off the top of my head, but it's up there.
All right, well, I think it, I can work from here is exciting, especially when it's that far away.
Yeah, whatever that noise is that we're getting into the Mount Clemens receiver, if it weren't for that, you'd be perfect. You'd be no problem at all. That noise comes in. And it gets signals that are quite good. And it just gets in there. You get to a certain point, and it gets in there with you. And it's quite annoying. So I had Jeff calls me over in one of the chat windows. He goes, why don't you just turn off that damn Mount Clemens receiver? I'd be half tempted, but I don't think Richmond's going to work that good all over down, especially down the south end. Now, when I put the Warren in it, maybe that's a consideration, but nah, the idea is they have them all.
Yeah, it makes sense for you to try and build a big footprint, especially if it's not with this. So I was just on mid-power, now I'm on 50 watts. How are you doing?
Yeah, you're like right in that area that just toddles between, you're getting in the boat, so. And now you're way up there. A little strong. But, so, the antenna and the radio and everything is doing the job for you, so. Good deal.
All right, I just wanted to give it a go. I heard you guys out here, so appreciate it, and we'll catch you in the morning at 8 DBF.
All right, I got to meet some contractors at one of my sites at 18 and Van Dyke. They're talking about being at the site at 8. Now, I don't know if I get out at the normal time, I can run up there and drop that off to you, and then, and then just double back and meet those guys. But if I take advantage and get the extra half hour of sleep and just head straight out, then I may have to just catch you. As soon as I get a break, as soon as I get them going and I get everything all situated, I can break loose. So, maybe we could do the leave the car door open thing or something. I should be on the road before you get to work, regardless, because I got to meet them at 8. So, I got it. At worst, I'll be just getting on the road as you're just getting to work, so we can coordinate.
All right, sounds good. Keep in touch. If I don't talk to you on the air, just give me a text and we'll figure it out.
Okie dokes, same place, same time. We'll catch you in the morning. W8FU after yours.
Look forward to the first drive with a new radio and 8DBF.
I got Tom coming in here eventually to do a quick test with him, see how it goes.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar on 47.2. Radio test. KC8, KJO.
You are definitely going to stay on the Richmond receive site. What are you talking on, buddy?
Am I coming through on Richmond? Because your audio is like, it's like super quiet, guys.
That may be my fault. How's that?
Still quiet, but if I turn my... understand you. It was like static. I got sound.
I will say this. You guys both, your audio is almost identical. So I think you're just having trouble receiving the transmitter. You're hearing Bacon find the transmitter, Tom, because Wally's in almost full quieting and the same level as you.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I could try to take an audio of it and then send it to you via text.
Well, we're all listening to the exact same thing.
What's going
on
there affecting you?
My buddy
was listening clear earlier.
It's pretty good.
I don't know how I sound
compared to Wally. Or how do I sound compared to Tom?
Listen full scale and
Wally Clemens,
but he couldn't hear it, but I think he's got something wrong with his radio
level.
And that noise,
how do I sound compared to Tom?
Can you say for sure that it wasn't there before the upgrade?
Okay.
We, double.
Gone, and then somebody else kicked in. Is that you, Fred?
No, I didn't know I was doubling.
It was Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Jim was in from St. Clair earlier. He was able to bring it up full scale into Richmond. And I don't remember what it was in Mount Clemens, but he said he couldn't hear it. But I think he might have had something wrong with his radio. Because if he was getting in, he should be able to hear it. And can you definitely say that that static or that noise wasn't in there before the upgrade?
Yes. No, I can't. But and when you say the upgrade, you know, adding the RTCM as the controller, yeah, I can't honestly say, well, yeah, you know, let me think about that. It might have been.
So I'll back my question up. Was this repeater in service in that location prior to adding the RTCM? And did it, or did it not have that noise?
I don't know. They seem like they happened around the same time, but here's the problem is, I never listened here before I started working on it, so I don't know. Maybe it was, you know, maybe it was in there. I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe some of the regulars can.
Okay, no biggie. It's sounding better. Like you said, just a possible skill in Richmond from St. Clair, so once you get this radio figured out, you'll probably work here on no problem. Give me up some of your...
Well, just one last thing before I turn it over to Tom. Tom's in Memphis, so he's even, you know, he's either straight up further. So, I mean, I guess it's similar to Columbus, but, you know, the problem is that Mount Clemens is only going to have so much of a transport footprint. So, you know, I don't know how far it's going to poke into St. Clair. You know, that of course, is the issue. We may out-receive it, and... So there's that. All right. Anyhow, Tom, go ahead. You're sounding quite good up there into the machine. Now, what you're hearing is remains to be seen. But all audios I can hear on the frequency are roughly the same. Nobody has to come up or down or anything. So if you're hearing any one person low or all of us low or something, it's something I'm thinking on your end.
Yeah, I can hear you guys. I was just talking to KPP, and maybe my receive signal isn't the greatest because I pulled up my HD, and it sounds the same way. Right now, I'm on my mobile inside my van, and if you guys can hear me just fine, then maybe I'm just like right on some reason. It's just a lot of, it's not really static. It's like a lot of hissing.
Something else you want to consider that I just was dealing with, you got a phone plug bin charging or charging a cigarette lighter plug, that'll wipe out your receive too, because I was having trouble hearing the street one at 950 feet and I could see the antenna, so
keep that in mind, too.
No, I'm running direct to battery with my mobile. What is it? I think that's like 12 gauge coming from my battery to my inverter in the back, which is shut off. So I know I'm not getting anything there.
No, I got you. I'm on a handheld, and I had my phone charger charging off my pickup. Once I unplugged my phone charger from my phone, my IRC went up. So something else to just to keep in mind.
He is in Memphis. That's a long haul, man. That's, you know, we're putting out about, what, 60, 65 watts from Mount Clemens. That's a long haul. So I would expect there to be some bacon fry.
Let's see if I got it.
Yeah, to sum it up, I think what it is we got two ears and one mouth here. And that, I think that that's the problem. I just don't think it's getting to him as strong because, you know, he definitely is able to pick it up. But I just think that that's the other hiccup. And maybe if we get the power up some, because you said that can be done, maybe that'll fix it too. We don't know yet. But this is all still new to everybody, you know, as far as down doing it this way. So I think that maybe just some more power.
Well, remember, doubling the power is the smallest perceptible amount, not even an S unit. So, you know, if you got bacon fry at 65, you're not gonna be quieting at 130. You're gonna just probably be just a little less bacon fry, maybe, for 130 watts. Which 65 is easy, 135. Now you start to get serious. If you doubled it again to like 250, you know, did a quarter kilowatt. That'd be 6 dB. That might make, about an S unit's worth of difference. That could be the difference between bacon fry and, you know, a lot less bacon fry. But now you're talking about, you know, especially at VHF frequencies, things that are very difficult to isolate from receivers, you know, just because of the sheer size of the cavities and everything. So everything cascades. You know, there's no silver bullet. You know, and so you can run more power, but then at the expense of all sorts of other things. So, and we don't have the hardware to run the extra power. So, you know, and it's very expensive. You know, so all these things would have to be evaluated, and you have to say to yourself, you know, what's 3 dB worth? Is 3 dB worth spending, you know, $3,000 on a set of cans? Probably not. So these are all the things that have to be, you know, hashed out and figured out. So. Mold power ain't necessary. You know what would work? Simulcast. Oh, yeah, baby.
There you go.
Sean, how does 84ZYQ sound at 5 watts?
There you go. Get the simulcast going. And one thing you want to remember, too, while you put the remote receivers up for people out on the edge, you know, handhelds being able to get in. And hear the repeater, you know, you're not necessarily putting them up for mobiles. It's just try to gain the people access, you know, the handheld out farther. Sean, I was listening to you the whole time you were on Mount Clemens, and I could hear the noise change on you. So it'll be interesting to be able to figure out what that is.
There was a double there. Joe, I hear you just fine on 5 watts. And, yeah, so we'll see. You know, I'm going to start by checking everything, just going through everything and verifying, you know, that the duplexers are all tuned up well and the receivers, you know, the base is all tuned up correctly. And just start there and then sweep the antenna. You know, just in general, just go through everything. And, you know, and then hopefully we'll figure out what it is. All right, anyhow, I'm going to jump out of here, refill my coffee, and watch some more cat videos because it's already 8:50, and I got cat videos to watch and internetting to do. I'll pass it over to Joe. Joe, you can pass it over to Wally, and I'll be listening. WFT.
Hey, I got a question. Where do I fall into that, Sean?
Hold on. Where do you find what?
Well, that's not fair. You left me out of that whole round table. Just trying to clarify for you. Check out.
Well, I mean, if I have to name the whole thing, I figure Wally would take over Traffic Cop once he joked about it and passed it to Wally, then Wally could figure it out from there. But in my world, it goes to Tom and then back to you. Since we've been picking it up, maybe it even skips us. I mean, hey, you know, take some personal responsibility. Know where you're at in a rotation. WFQ.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Get us there.
Yeah, Katie, poor as you look, you guys are cracking me up, I tell you. I feel like I'm on that old show, that old series, All in the Family, Archie Bunker. I was just going to say, I'm at 25 watts right now. And, Sean, if you're still listening up, if you or anybody's got to work on this repeater, I'm usually at home. I'm on a base unit, as you know, with an antenna here, and not a mobile, but a base unit, or at least a mobile as a base. Pretty much stationary, no changes in the setup, so if you need to do any checking or somebody not far away from Mount Clements to receive site, the repeater, just give me a holler if I'm listening. I'll jump in. Otherwise, I'll listen and stay out of the mix to not cause any confusion. So thanks for letting me jump in and see how I sounded, because this one shouldn't be a problem for me in Clinton Township over here by Hall and Grapefield. I think it goes over the wall, Wally, I think it was. And whoever ever after that is up to Wally. KE4ZYQ clear, but listen out.
I'm not a very good traffic cop. Hey, Joe, kick your power down to 5 watts, because you were bouncing between the two there for a little bit, at least according to the screen, and then just say, you know, kick it over to Wally.
Yep, no problem whatsoever. On 5 watts as we speak, KE4ZYQ, just the last transmission or previous transmission was 25 watts. Operating on 5 watts, Hall Road in Garfield, KE4ZYQ over to Waltz.
Okay, very good. It went by too fast for me. It discriminated out, so. Okay, Jeff, I got to go move my laundry from the washing machine to the dryer because she refuses to do that. My issue. So I'm going to be the traffic cop and hand it over to Jeff to finish this out. And AKPP.
Alrighty. Yeah, you don't need to run a lot of power. That's the whole reason for putting the remote receivers up. And like I said earlier, you know, we got like 3-1 up here in Dade City. It's at 953 feet. And put remote receivers out on the edge to help people on handhelds and stuff be able to get in as long as you can hear the repeater. It's kind of the whole game. So it may very well all receive it transmitted, but as long as your people can get in, I guess, you know, and they can hear it. If you have a larger received footprint than transmitted, that's just the way it is. People with handhelds being able to get in. I think Tom was in here, too. I'm just walking in the house somewhere. Go ahead and pick it up there, I think, Tom. Give me the stuff here.
Okay, I'm pushing the KCKGO, Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet, Oscar, and I'm pushing 5 on the mobile, and I'm able to key up the repeater, so that's a good sign. And I guess we'll see how it progresses from there. 73 to everybody. I'm going to go in and sit down and finish some more cop videos. Instead of cat videos, going to watch cop videos. So, everybody have a good night, and I'll talk to you in the club, KC8, KJL up here in Memphis.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. One last thing for anybody taking notes on the repeater and setting things up. One thing you might want to write down is what people are running, not just watt-wise to pick up which receiver site, but so mic gain. I have a possibility of 9 on the mic gain. I'm actually running 4.
That's four for a mic gain, so don't need to push it like anything. Like I say, use the least amount of whatever you got to get in and get the repeater to activate. So there you go, a little more info to be worried about. KE4ZYQ, have a good night.
Hey, Tom, you were full scale on 5 watts. All right, I'm out. NAKBP. KGO radio test on HD in my backyard. KGO.
You were rock solid. Full quiet.
Beautiful, and your audio is exceptional. So I think it's just where my van is parked. It's parked between the houses, and I got a DTE and a Comcast drop, so I'm probably just picking up EFI off of those lines.
Yeah, your struggle's not going to be to hear it, but if you can hear it, you can work it. That much you can rest assured, and you can run around with an XT as well, just like I said, as long as you can hear it. Where are you now? I know you're Memphis, but whereabouts roughly?
I'm so close I can spit on the water tower.
All right, so what is that about? I forget, 8-10 miles north of Richmond?
It's about 10 miles north of Richmond, and I'm right off of M-19, like a block down.
Roger, good stuff. Yeah, if we get that Mount Clemens worked out and then see that pretty good coverage and then get worn in, it should be pretty good. We'll have to see where we would need another receiver if we would need one at all. Baby steps, man. All right, you sound real good. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. W8FE.
Copy that. Don't forget to check out the Fat Electrician on YouTube. Pretty good videos there. 783-ACKJO.
Charlie 8 Delta Zulu.